All right. All right, that's enough. Settle down. Goodness gracious. I love you guys. It's so easy. Community here. So just a reminder for everyone, July 13th, we are going to have a family meeting. And we've had one of these before. It's kind of a laid-back way that at the end of the service on that Sunday, July 13th, right? July 13th, Josh. We are just going to take about 30 minutes to just kind of share where we are as a church and give you a chance to ask any questions and clarify anything. So please note that. July 13th, we're going to hang out for a little while. Also, Josh told me to tell you this is going to be Name Tag Sunday, okay? National Name Tag Sunday, July 13th, just because we have a lot of new folks and we want to say hi and we want to know everybody's name. So anyway, by the way, my name is Jonathan. I'm part of the team here at Living Vine. Welcome to Living Vine. We are glad you are here this morning. We are in a series on the Psalms, and we're going to be hitting a very familiar psalm today. Psalm 23. Anybody heard of it? All right, well, let's get into it. Now, I just got back from the beach last night. So it was fun. We were in the water most of the week, and despite being in the water, it was still almost impossible to beat the heat. Hello? It was really hot last week, even in the water. But what was even more unbeatable is the sand. The sand was in our bed every night. No matter, you can sweep, you can vacuum, you can sweep it out, you can brush it out. 2:30 in the morning, I wake up, there's sand in my bed. I just brushed it out. I brush it out again. I wake up in the morning, there's still sand in the bed. You just can't get rid of it. Allie's like, it's exfoliating. I love it, right? I'm like, no, it's sand in the bed. It is sand in the bed. Now, on my way there, I was very uncomfortable. For about 50 or 60 miles, I'm just like, I don't know. This is like 350 miles to this beach. I don't know how many. This is just, I'm cramped up. And then I realized Allie had been driving the car. And no offense, not your fault that you're not as, we're just not the same height. And so I'm just like, oh, that's right. And so I just make this small adjustment. I move the seat back. And I'm like, okay, all right. It's amazing what a little adjustment can do. I took a deep breath. You know how it is when you're getting ready for a vacation, you don't really get ready. You kind of cram 2 weeks of work into one week and then Friday night, you just start shoving stuff in bags. You start looking for, you go into the beach. You haven't been to the beach in a year. You're looking for boogie boards and leashes for boogie boards and fins for surfboards. You're like, where is all this stuff? It's really hard to just sit back and relax. So in that moment, a small adjustment, I took a deep breath. I'm like, you know what? This is going to be okay. Just that one little adjustment changed my perspective. It kind of helped me shift from where I was to where I really was in that present moment and where we were going. And I started to relax. I was like, this is going to be fun. This is going to be good. It just took that small adjustment. Now, that's my hope for us this morning. I hope that just a small adjustment. No, you don't have a button on your seat. I'm sorry. Wouldn't that be nice? But just one small adjustment this morning might be all it takes to really shift your perspective on where you're going in life, where you are right now in your life. Psalm 23, it's kind of familiar, right? You may know this. You may have memorized it. You may know it by heart. If you don't know it by heart, you could know it by the group. If the group started singing it or saying it, you'd be like, I know this. It's like Sweet Caroline. I couldn't tell you how that starts, but seventh inning stretch in a baseball game, I know the whole song. How are we doing this? How we are singing this whole song? That's Psalm 23. Most of us know it by heart. Most of us know it. The Lord is my shepherd. You don't even have to be an expert on shepherds or sheep to be like, that's good. You think of a shepherd, you're like, they got a good reputation. The Lord is my shepherd. It doesn't start, the Lord is that car salesman, you remember him? The Lord is my seventh grade algebra teacher. You know, have I brought her up before? I need to let go of that. Persecuted her enough. No, the Lord is my shepherd. Just visualizing that is comforting. Saying it is comforting. We know this. We've said it. We've heard it. Maybe your week has been crammed up and jammed up. Maybe you're in a season where you feel like, gosh, man, how am I going to keep going? What's the next 350 miles of this look like? Maybe you feel like that right now. Maybe you feel like this morning, getting your kids here. It's not always a picnic, is it? Maybe you just need to be given permission, which is what I'm doing right now, to just make this small adjustment, to give yourself a little space, to let the Spirit begin to work in this familiar passage, in your heart, in your mind. Just let it, this would be a win for us today. If you just leave this parking lot, if you leave the barn today, if you drive out today and you're like, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Wherever you're going, whatever you're going into, the Lord is your shepherd. You can just say it with confidence, with comfort, with encouragement, that you could lay your head down tonight knowing the week you're going to go into, knowing what you're dealing with, whether it's new, whether it's old, whether it's frustrating, whether you're like, I don't know what's going to happen. But you can say this, the Lord is my shepherd. He is going to shepherd me through this. Just let that sink in. That would be a win today. Let that truth sink a little deeper into your heart. Sink a little deeper into your mind, into your soul. The Lord is my shepherd. I have cast a fly in the same run, in the same spot, on the same river, countless times, well over an hour, just casting the same fly. Or maybe I watched somebody else cast a fly in that same run for over an hour, no fish. And I go to that spot and I start casting. The only difference is I had just a little bit of weight, just a little bit of weight. And I'll cast again, and I'll cast again, and I'll cast again, nothing. And I add a little bit more weight, and I cast again, fish on. What if today you just add a little more weight to this one beautiful truth, this one comforting and encouraging truth for your life? The Lord is my shepherd. Sorry. Anyway. Ink's fresh on this. I've been on vacation. It's been in my heart all week, but it just came out of the printer. So let's keep going. It sounds like a small adjustment, but it could really be exactly what you need this week. The Lord is my shepherd. Before we keep going, how about we do this? How about I pray and let the Spirit just lead us? Invite Him in to give space to what only He can do. And as we pray, before we pray, why don't I just read the passage that you know so well? And I want to read it over you. I thought we might read it together, but I think I just want to read it over you. Take that adjustment. Take a deep breath. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, You are our shepherd. Lord, would You be our shepherd in this moment? Right smack dab in the middle, it says, for You are with me. Lord, would we just experience that right now? that we would just be aware, very, very aware that you are with us. And you will be with us. So Lord, be our shepherd in our discouragement. Be our shepherd in our marriages. Be our shepherd in our parenting. Be our shepherd in all relationships, in our work, in all that we have on our heart and our mind that we've been wrapped up in this week. Spirit, just lead us into those spaces and show us how you will continue to lead and provide and guide. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. David, most of you know this, David was a shepherd for most of his life. He was shepherding sheep, and then he became king, and he began to shepherd people. But for most of his life, day in and day out, he led sheep in and through the wilderness, day in, day out, week in, week out, year in, year out. So it would only make sense that David, as he looked at his life, as he looked at how the Lord has led his life, he would look through the lens, simply put, of a shepherd. And as he's looking at his life, as he's looking at what God has done in his life, as he's looking through, and how am I going to get through life where I am? He simply says it like this: the Lord is my shepherd. And it's no small statement. In fact, it says as much about David as it says about the Lord. Think about it. The Lord is my shepherd. King David, if he were to walk through those doors right now, okay, we're talking about King David, charismatic, confident, qualified, more than capable of a leader. David, who killed lions and bears because they messed with his flock. I go get my sheep back and then I end you. I kill Goliath with a stone and lop off his head. He's going to walk in that door. He might be a little intimidating, definitely inspiring. Men, you're going to want to like square up and kind of puff your chest up. Your wives are going to comfort you and say, he's not my type. You single ladies are going to say, he is. You're not going to miss David when he walks in the room. If you were to judge a book by its cover, he came up here, you would probably imagine the last thing a guy that strong and that capable and that able would say to you is, I need the Lord. I need a guide. I need a shepherd. I can't do it without him. I am just like the sheep I've been shepherding most of my life. Without the Lord, I would not know where to go. I would be wandering. I would be lost. I would be unable to do this. I need him. I want him in my life. So a simple question that the Lord put on my heart as I'm meditating on this passage this week is simply this: how, Jonathan, how are you allowing the Lord to shepherd your life? It's a simple question again. So I ask you, maybe you could ask that of yourself. How are you allowing the Lord to shepherd your life? Now, I'm visual. Also, I got some new highlighters before I went on vacation. So I just like, hey, what if my life was on a map? Okay, just a simple map. Nothing fancy about this map. And I'm the sheep. I'm a sheep. Not going to go with any jokes. All right, there's so much space there. I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to stay focused. I'm a sheep, and I'm a blue dot. Okay, I'm just a blue dot on the map. And then there's the shepherd, and he's the red dot. Now, if those two dots overlap, what color do you get? And I didn't plan this. You get purple. I actually had to look it up to make sure that was the right. Allie wasn't around, she would have said duh, but it's purple. So simple: the sheep is the blue dot, the shepherd is the red dot. When those two overlap, it's purple. So I'm asking myself, on the map of my life, where and how are those dots not overlapping? And I'll just look at these questions. I'm going to go through questions I wrote down as I'm thinking through this. I want to be super clear with my own life as I'm examining it. My morning is usually really, honestly, fairly easy. It's early. It's beautiful. It's caffeine. It's prayer. It's God. It's time with God. That's the easy part to me. The exam starts when that ends, right? And so I'm asking myself, what comes into my life that causes those two dots to stop overlapping? What causes my sheep dot to stop veering off, to start veering off, to wander off? Are you tracking with me? Are you seeing the dots? Okay. I would have anyway. Have I in any way started to gather blue dots around myself? Am I like, hey, why don't you follow me? I need blue dots to follow. I need more blue dots over here. Come on, follow me. Or am I pointing all the blue dots back to the shepherd? Do I need dots to follow me? Who comes into my life? Now here's where it's going to hopefully intersect with you. Who comes into my life? What type of person comes into my life? What scenario is most likely to send my sheep dot spinning out of control on its own path? Again, who is coming into your life? So I want to guide you. Who is coming into your life? Don't answer that out loud, please. Maybe they're here. What type of person, what type of scenario is most likely to send you off the path where those dots don't overlap? I was thinking about that. I was looking at the routes the Israelites may have taken out of Egypt. Their Exodus routes were interesting, to say the least. There was an old song. I haven't heard it in years. It's in my playlist. I don't know who sings it, but there's a tagline in there. I can remember it. You brought me here in 40 years, but I know this should take a week. My routes are just constantly, my dots are not overlapping. I'm going on my own way. What scenarios are leading me and moving me away from the shepherd? It's been a humbling week to process that. It has been a humbling week. The beautiful truth is, it's always purple. The beautiful truth is, it's always overlapping. Jesus is always with me. It's a good visual. It's a good practice to begin for me to think, what are the spaces? Where are the places in my heart where I need to say, Jesus, be my shepherd in this space? Specifically in this space, I need you to guide me. But what I know is true and beautiful and wonderful is He is always with me. That is bursting out of the text, in the middle of the text. David says, for you are with me. In fact, when it says, he restores my soul, that is literally coming from the idea that word restore is where we get our word repent. It means to turn around, to start again. So if you were to imagine the map, which I wish I had, but anyway, I don't have the visual. If you imagine the map and I'm wandering off, that red dot is making a beeline to me and turning me back around and leading me back to the flock, leading me back to paths of righteousness. He is restoring, he is turning me back. And you know what? Honestly, the truth is he's doing that all day long with me. As he shepherds my life, as I say, shepherd me, wake me up here, bring me back to you. He's constantly restoring me and bringing me back to those paths. Sink into Ezekiel 36. If you're writing notes, just sink into that this week. But he literally says this. I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to do this for you, Israel, but I'm going to do it for my name, not for your. For my sake, I'm going to do this. And here's what I'm going to do. And this is what it says. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. I will turn you back and I will give you life. I will put life into you. I will take that heart that has been hardened in those specific spaces and I will breathe life into you again, day after day after day after day. He restores my soul. And that is exactly what I need. It is exactly what I can't do on my own. He is with me. He is for me. David has imagined, if you look at the passage, he's just envisioned, what does it look like to lead a sheep, to shepherd a flock through the wilderness? What does it look like? And he's asking this question, where would the shepherd not go with the sheep? Where would he not go? If I'm going down this path, and it's beautiful, it's green pastures, it's still waters, he's restoring my soul, he's leading me on these paths, but is there ever a sign? Will there ever be a sign where it just says, you are on your own from here? Will the shepherd ever say, oh, stop, enough, I lied on my resume. I'm a cat person, and I hate the dark. I'm scared of the dark. It's your turn now, buddy. I mean, you're on your own. Will there ever be that moment? Will he ever stop? Will ever he not be with me? And David imagines, okay, worst case scenario, the darkest moment, the darkest place in the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear. For you are with me. You are always with me. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. There's a lot of good people given a lot of good guidance. But at the end of the day, somewhere along the way, everyone you've loved, everyone you will love, at some point, the sign comes up, even if it's just for an hour, I need a break. I got to stop here. They've let you down. They will let you down. Jesus is the good shepherd. He will never stop. He will never not be with you. There's never going to be a time where he clocks out. The Lord is my shepherd. As I meditated on this passage, to be honest with you, and also to encourage you, I'm not going to do every verse like this, but I couldn't get past the first three words. The first three words I spent quite a bit of time on, the Lord is. The Lord is. That's a great way to start my day. It's a great way to start my day and weave throughout my day. Not too long ago, a few months ago, I was up in the morning on my porch. This is where I am. I'm on my porch. I love being on the porch in the morning. And I am there. I'm trying to be still, if you can imagine that. And I'm good. I'm being good still for a few minutes. And then I reach for my Bible. And as I'm reaching for my Bible, the Lord says, stop. Look back up. Stop. Don't do that. And I'm looking, the sun's coming up, and he just says, Jonathan, am I enough? Am I enough? Is this space that you've said this is a great space, is this space leading you to me? Is this time leading you to me? Not more information, but to me, to the person. Is it leading you to me? Is it leading you, Jonathan, to enjoy me more? Are you seeing the world the way I see the world because you've been in this space with me? Are you loving the people in my world the way I love the people in my world because you've been in this time with me? Do you realize I am here with you? Does it change your day? And I'd be honest with you, I was like, you know, it kind of changes my day. It changes my day. That is I'll be honest with you, Lord. So it sort of does, and then it kind of fades. And he said, that's okay. I'm still with you. Be here right now. I am with you right now. To sit with the Lord as he raises the sun out of darkness. to sit with the Lord as he raises the sun out of the darkness. And he says, that's exactly what I've done with you, Jonathan. That's exactly what I do with you. That's exactly what my word does in you. It lifts you up. It raises you out of the darkness. It carries you. It fills you. It gives you life. I am giving you life. I am with you. I am for you. I am here. I am raising you out of the darkness to walk in the newness of life in this day, on this path today. And every time you turn away, I'm going to bring you back. Thank you, Lord, that you are my shepherd. And he is personal. It's not just a path. It's not just a plan. It is a person. He is a person. He is with us. He is for us all the way, every step of the way. The Lord is. The Lord is enough. Before, this is him still talking. I mean, it's just me in this time. He's like, hey, Jonathan, before you start thinking today, before the reminders start popping up and you start writing, you're reading over here, you're writing notes of what to do today, before that starts, before you start thinking about encouraging somebody, guiding somebody, correcting somebody, whatever it is, before your mind is distracted, before you lose focus, take this time right now and remember and know, I am here and I am with you. The Lord is. The Lord is starting my day, starting my thoughts, starting all thoughts like that. If you think about it, that would remedy about 50 to 100% of everything I struggle with. If I turn the Lord is up and I turn me is down, that's not, anyway. Things start getting clearer. When I turn the Lord is up, and I turn the he said, she said, they are, he is, she is down, things get more clear. Not that people can't be frustrating, but simply to start with the one who solves it all. Who in him all things will fully be resolved. The Lord is. Could I rest the day? Could I rest the flow of my life? In those three words, the Lord is. The whole passage, the whole poem flows out of those three words. Do you see that? The Lord is begins it all. It's through it all. It's for it all. It's the only way. The Lord is. Can my day start with that? The Lord is and flow out of that beautiful and wonderful truth. Because it's all about him. Look at the passage. I'm just going to give you highlights. There's not much, there's very, very little eyes in this passage. It's all about what he does. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For you are with me. You comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows because of you. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. That's all him. It's all him doing what he does. The Lord is. There's very little in this that I'm in part of. In fact, it should, and this is what he's saying. This is David's whole point. This is why he starts the way he does. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, and more accurately, therefore I can lack nothing. That's literally what he's saying. Because of how good of a shepherd he is, because of how he guides, because of how he provides, because of how sufficient he is, when I think about my life, David's saying, when I think about how good of a shepherd he is, I really believe I can lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Want. That gets to the heart of it real quick. My wanting, my desires, my sense of enough. How much time and energy and mental space is occupied by my wanting? I thought recently, honestly, I'm doing pretty good with not wanting things. I'm not buying. I'm not thinking about crazy purchases. Then I had to go to Bass Pro Shop to get some fly line. They have boats now in front. Like, you can't walk through the door without boats, and there's like all kinds of boats, fishing boats. I'm like, wow. Okay, now the wanting meter is going up. And the fly stuff, they must think fly fishermen have money because it's in the very back corner. So you have to go through all the things that are so good. I want that. I want that. I want that. I want that. That's a lot of wanting. I wrote down an unfiltered, relatively unfiltered list of the things I want. I stopped. I ran 2 pages in a journal. I'm like, my hands are cramped up. And I thought, but these are little things. It's not big. I'm not asking for big things. Just little things. I mean, I'm a pastor. I'm sure my list is shorter than yours. It's a joke. Anyway, I was just so you know, I'm not taking myself that seriously. I'm sure we all have wants. The list is long, and it's amazing how much space it takes up. Maybe you could justify your list. Maybe you're like, well, I didn't grow up with these things. I want my kids to have these things. Fantasizing about the life you want, how much time is that taking? And I do mean taking. Fantasizing about the life you don't want, how much time is that taking? Want is a world where many of us live. It's a world that is controlling. It's a world that fuels discontent. And David is saying, but be encouraged. Because the Lord, man, he is really good at what he does. If you'll just let him shepherd your life, my friend. He's looking, he's reflecting, he's thinking, man. And don't get me wrong, David had his wants and desires. Some he said yes to, some he said no to. And he is simply saying, but the Lord provides, the Lord guides, the Lord will give you all you need. I lack nothing because of how good of a shepherd he is. That's all that's really asked of me in this passage. He's done all the work. I just end with thinking, man, well, if he's that good, then my job is just to not lack anything, to just be thankful, to just be grateful, to just be like resting and adjusting to the good shepherd and let him lead. This week we were, posted up. You know how you post up? You try and get near some familiar people. We had some like loud people one day. But anyway, at the beach. Let me connect the dots. And we were beside a kite person. It was awesome. I mean, very serious about kites. Not just regular kites. Very fancy, expensive kites. Very expensive kites. Lots of kites. Multiple kites at the same time. I loved it. It was beautiful. I mean, multiple kites. One was, I kid you not, 10 by 12. 10 by 12. Like, double stacked. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's puffed up. The tail was like 40 or 50 feet long. The bags that he would take these big bags and scoop up sand. Like, I don't know, it must have been 100 pounds of sand in this bag. He's happy to talk about all this, so you just ask. The kite line was a 1,000-pound test. A 1,000-pound test. I was like, man, that'd be a good fish. They don't have that at Bass Pro. Man, I want that. 1,000 pounds. What does this kite do? Nothing. This kite is just raised up in the wind. It's flying. It's being carried. It's being anchored down and lifted up. That is this text. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm going to anchor down in that truth. And in that truth, and through that truth, and in His presence, and through His presence, He's going to lift me up. He is going to carry me. All I have to do is enjoy the ride. I am a collapsed piece of fabric, balled up at the end of the day without Him. This guy would stay out till the sun went down, then that sliver of moon came up. Beach life. till the sun went down. Everybody was gone. He was the last one to wrap up. You know, you start thinking, man, wow, that's beautiful. But he did wrap up. We do have our doubts. We do have our moments. We do have our sinking feelings sometimes. Is he going to wrap? Is one day this good shepherd going to say, all right, I'm done with you. Wrap it up, put it in a ball, put it in a bag, and walk off? Well, the answer is no. The answer is definitively no. David ends so strongly, and we'll end here. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Is he ever going to stop loving me? Is it ever going to end? Surely, goodness and mercy, literally his loving kindness, will follow me all the days of my life. Not all the good days I got right. All the days of my life. Literally, surely goodness and mercy will hunt me down. Will chase me down. He knows what that means because he has gone after the sheep countless times as a shepherd, and he's seen the Lord come after him countless times. And he's like, he is going to hunt me down. He's going to chase me down. His love will pursue me every day, all of my life. It will never end. The great psalmist, Randy Travis. I was going to write this down, and Jasper says, time to come up. It just came to my head. I'm going to love you forever and ever, amen. If you want to know how long, if you want to know how this song is going to end, I'll tell you again, I'm going to love you forever and ever and ever, amen. You get, okay, no Randy Travis people. Sweet Caroline, okay. All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You're good. Yeah, you're good. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will abide with the Lord. He will abide with me forever. He will be with me all the days of my life. He will, and I will dwell, I will abide, I will be with him forever. With him. The Lord is my shepherd. Let's pray. Well, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you that you never quit. Thank you that all the way through death and into life, into our new life, you have followed. You will not stop. You will never stop. You are with us. You are for us. Spirit, guide us into this week. I pray that we would be encouraged, that we would be comforted by this truth, that you are our shepherd in every possible way. Let us let you lead. We love you. Amen.